This is a reading of the first mystery drama by Rudolf Steiner, entitled The Portal of Initiation. The synopsis of Scene 6. Felicia enters the elementary world at the request of the spirit of the elements. She tells a fairy tale for the first time in human evolution, directly to the elemental beings, stimulating and provoking by it the, quote-unquote, Earth's brain in the character of German. The end of the synopsis. Scene 6. The same setting as in Scene 4. The spirit of the elements is standing in the same place. Felicia Balda. You've had me summoned. What do you wish from me? Spirit of the elements. Two men I've given to the earth. Through you, the spirit power of both these men was quickened. They found within your words enlivening forces for their souls, when arid thought had lamed them. What you have given them has put you also in my debt. Their spirit is too weak to pay me for the service which I have rendered them. Felicia Balder. For years one of the men had visited our cottage to gather there the strength that kindled fire in his words. Then later on he brought the other with him, and so the two devoured the fruits whose value then was still unknown to me. Yet little good did I receive from them as thanks. They gave to our good son their kind of knowledge. It was, of course, well meant, and yet through it our child was stricken with soul death. He'd grown and lived within the light which Father Felix gathers from what the spirits speak out of the springs, the rocks, and mountains. And joined with this was everything that's grown within my soul since my first childhood years. But in the dismal shadow of dark science, our son's true feelings for the spirit died. The happy child became a man with barren soul and empty heart. And yet you now demand that I should pay their debt to you? Spirit of the elements. It must be so. Since you have served the earthly part in them, the spirit now demands through me that you complete the work. Felicia Balda. It's not my custom to refuse what I should do. But tell me first of all if harm will come to me out of this deed of love. Spirit of the elements. When you first did for them on earth, what you first did for them on earth despoiled your child of his soul strength. What you now give their spirit is lost to you for your own self. And loss of vital powers will show itself in you as ugliness of body. Felicia Balda. They rob my child of all the forces of his soul, and I should walk around a monster in the sight of men, that for them fruits may ripen which bring but little good? Spirit of the elements, yet you will work for mankind's good, and your own happiness as well. The mother's beauty and the child's life will blossom in a higher form for you, when one day in the souls of men new spirit powers spring to life. Felicia Balda. What shall I do? Spirit of the elements. You often have inspired human beings, so now inspire the spirits of the rocks. You must bring forth out of yourself one of your fairy tales, and at this time entrust it to those beings who serve me in my work. Felicia Balda. So be it. Once upon a time there was a being that flew from east to west, following the journey of the sun. It flew on over lands and over seas, and from the heights it watched the busy life of men. It saw how men love one another, and how in hate they persecute each other. Not anything could hinder this being in its flight, for hate and love create always the same a thousandfold. But over one house, on its way, the being had to pause. Within there was a tired man who pondered over human love and pondered, too, on human hate. His pondering had carved deep furrows on his brow, had turned his hair quite white. In its concern for him, the being lost its guide, the sun, and stayed at this man's side. It was still in his room at evening when the sun went down, and when the sun returned, the being was once more caught upward by the spirit of the sun. Again it saw the many people in love, in hate, continue on their earthly course. And when it came a second time above the house, still following the sun, its gaze fell there upon a dead old man. German, from behind a cliff invisible. Once upon a time there was a man who tramped from east to west. The urge for knowledge lured him on to travel over lands and seas, and by his rules of wisdom he watched the busy life of men. He saw how men love one another, and how in hate they persecute each other. At every single instant he saw himself at all his wisdom's end. For how it is that hate and love forever rule the earthly world could not be brought into a law. He noted many thousand cases, yet lacked a comprehensive whole. This dry researcher encountered on his way a being of the light, upon whom life weighed heavily, for it was in a constant battle with a dark shadow form. "Well, who are you?" inquired the dry researcher. "Oh, I am love," one being answered. "In me behold dark hate," so spoke the other. The man, however, could no longer hear these beings' words. As deaf researcher, he tramped on from east to west, this man. Elisha Balda, "And who are you who thus distorts each word of mine in such uncalled-for manner? It sounds like mockery, and I am not the sort that likes to mock." German appears. "I am the spirit of the earth brain. A dwarf-like copy of me is all that lives in men. Full many a thing is thought therein, which is but mockery of itself, when I reveal it in the size which it takes on within my brain." Elisha Balda, "So, therefore, you mock me as well?" German, "I must right often ply this kind of trade, but mostly no one hears me. I've seized this chance, for once at least, to be upon the spot where I am heard." Johannes, out of his meditation. This was the man who said that spirit light had entered as of its own accord into his brain, and like her husband Felix, Felicia came just as she is in life. Curtain, the end of scene 6.